This is the Music History Today podcast for May 16th. On today's show, two greats in their fields pass away on the same exact day, a classic album is released, and a man goes from being a star to a megastar with the help of a TV performance and a dance move. First up, though, on this date in 1947, Billie Holiday was arrested for possession of narcotics. In 1956, Doris Day performed her song, Que Sera Sera, for the first time in the Hitchcock movie, The Man Who Knew Too Much. In 1959, Mr. Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton, played in Las Vegas for the very first time. In 1966, Frank Sinatra recorded the song, Summer Wind. In 1968, Tony Joe White recorded the song Poke Salad Annie. In 1969, Pete Townsend of The Who accidentally assaulted a plainclothes policeman who he mistook for a fan rushing the stage during a concert in New York City. Pete was arrested along with his bandmate Roger Daltrey. In 1970, Randy Bachman left the Guess Who. In 1980, Brian May of Queen collapsed on stage during a bout of hepatitis. The band had to postpone their tour after that. Also in 1980, the Carpenters TV variety show Music, Music, Music aired, and Elvis Presley's doctor, George Nikopoulos, was arrested and charged with over-prescribing drugs. He was later acquitted of the charge, but had his license revoked. In 1983, the Motown 25th Anniversary TV special first aired on NBC television. The highlight of the special was the first time that the world saw Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. Even though the concert was taped for television a month earlier, this was, of course, before social media, so the world didn't know what actually had happened at the concert. Michael became a megastar the day after the special aired due to the moonwalk, as his Thriller album suddenly started selling over a million copies per week. In 1986, Elvis Costello married Caitlin O'Riordan of the Pogues. Also on that same day, Robert Fripp of King Crimson married singer and actress Toya Wilcox, and the movie Top Gun, with its iconic soundtrack, premiered. In 1987, singer David Crosby married his wife, Jan Dance. In 1994, metal musician Varg Vikernes was sentenced to 21 years in prison for burning down three churches and murdering fellow musician Euronymous. In 1998, Keith Richards injured his ribs when he fell off of a chair. In 1999, Diana Ross and Brandy's TV movie Double Platinum aired. In 2003, Prince went back to using his name after starting to use the symbol back in 1993 during a contract dispute with Warner Brothers Records. In 2006, Fieldy from the group Korn married his wife Dina Bieber. In 2015, singer and actress Heather Morris married her husband, Taylor Hubbell. In 2018, Paul Simon started his farewell tour. And also on that same day, Sean Combs bought the painting Past Times by Kerry James for $21.1 million, breaking the record for the most paid for a painting by a living black artist. In classical music, in 1767, a piano was played during a performance of The Beggar's Opera at the Covent Garden Theatre in London, England. It was the first time that a piano was played in public in Great Britain. In 1868, the opera Dalibor premiered. In 1879, the Slavic Dances by Antonin Dvorak premiered. In 1941, the Symphony in D for the Dodgers by Robert Russell Bennett was played on American radio for the first time. And in 1971, Benjamin Britten premiered his opera Owen Wingrave. In theater in 1946, the musical Annie Get Your Gun premiered on Broadway. In 1952, the musical New Faces of 1952 opened on Broadway. In 1965, the musical Roar of the Grease Paint opened on Broadway. In 1972, Melvin Van Peebles's musical Don't Sell Us Cheap opened on Broadway. In 1982, the musical Barnum closed on Broadway. And in 1987, the Broadway show The Mystery of Edwin Drood closed. In award ceremonies that were held on May 16th, in 2003, Frank Sinatra had a post office in his hometown of Hoboken, New Jersey, named after him. And in 2009, Norway won the Eurovision Song Contest. Albums that were released on May 16th include in 1966 when the Beach Boys released their legendary album Pet Sounds. Also in 1966, the Shadows released Shadow Music. In 1969, Phil Oakes released Rehearsals for Retirement and Tyrannosaurus Rex, later known as T-Rex, released the album Unicorn. In 1970, The Who released The Who Live at Leeds. In 1973, The Carpenters released Now and Then. In 1974, Neil Young released First Plane Out of Here. In 1975, The Kinks released The Kinks Present a Soap Opera. In 1978, Joe Walsh released But Seriously, Folks. And Hall & Oates released Live Time. In 1980, Sister Sledge released Love Somebody Today. And Devo released Freedom of Choice. In 1983, Iron Maiden released Peace of Mind. In 1988, Frank Zappa released You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore, Volume 1. In 1989, the 10,000 Maniacs released Blind Man's Zoo. In 2000, the A-Teens released The ABBA Generation. Motorhead released We Are Motorhead. Pearl Jam released Binaural. Fish released Farmhouse. Carly Simon released The Bedroom Tapes, and Peter Frampton released Peter Frampton Live in Detroit. In 2005, Government Mule released their EP, Mo Voodoo. In 2006, The Raconteurs released Broken Boy Soldiers, and Poco released Keep on Tryin'. Singles that were released on May 16th include in 1961, Brenda Lee released I'm Sorry. In 1961, Sam Cooke released Cupid. In 1973, The Carpenters released Yesterday Once More. In 1975, Paul McCartney and Wings released Listen to What the Man Said. In 1980, The Ramones released Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? And in 1984, Prince and the Revolution released When Doves Cry. And in 1994, Pearl Jam released Dissident. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on May 16th include Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Janet Jackson, jazz great Woody Herman, entertainer extraordinaire Liberace, jazz singer Betty Carter, Chris Novoselic of Nirvana, singer IU. One of two people credited with coming up with the name hip-hop, DJ and rapper Lovebug Starsky. Drummer Billy Cobham of the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Bass player Michael Moore. Guitarist Robert Fripp for King Crimson. Jazz vocalist Hannah Richardson. Accordionist Nikki Ills. Composer Nick Ikanian. Pianist Pete Jacobson. Pianist Friedrich Gilda, trombonist Eddie Burt, trumpet player Dub Bascom, keyboardist Marlo Morris, singer Nancy Aram, singer Kristen Maldonado, rapper Travis Bennett, DJ Alex Paul, singer Blair St. Clair, Brian Viglione of The Violent Femmes, singer Andrew Keenan Bolger, rapper Special Ed, singer Rick Trevino, drummer Isaac Red Holt of Young Holt Unlimited, Corinthian Crip Johnson of the Dell Vikings, Purvis Jackson of the Spinners, songwriter Nicky Chin, big band leader Lucy Ann Polk, Roger Earl of Foghat, Barbara Lee of the Chiffons, Daryl Swede of Nazareth, William Sputnik Spooner of the Grateful Dead, Jonathan Rickman of the Modern Lovers, Richard Page of Mr. Mister, singer-songwriter Hazel O'Connor, Glenn Gregory of Heaven 17, Patrick Waite of Musical Youth, Sonny Sandoval of P.O.D., guitarist Speedy Hawthorne, saxophonist Alto Reed of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and Mince Fratelli of the Fratellis. Artists who unfortunately passed away on May 16th include composer Giovanni Clary, who passed away in 1754 at the age of 76. Composer Ernst Hess passed away in 1762 at the age of 86. Hymn composer Felicia Hemans passed away in 1835 at the age of 41. Composer and organist Caspar Ett passed away in 1847 at the age of 59. Composer Carl Krebs passed away in 1880 at the age of 76. Composer Edward Rapaldi passed away in 1903 at the age of 72. Opera singer Lily Lehman passed away in 1929 at the age of 80. Composer Leon Sinigaglia passed away in 1944 at the age of 75. Jazz guitarist and composer Django Reinhardt passed away in 1953 at the age of 43. The conductor of the Vienna State Opera, Clemens Krauss, passed away in 1954 at the age of 61. Composer Maxime Dumoulin passed away in 1972 at the age of 79. The conductor of the St. Louis Symphony from 1958 to 1962, Edward Van Remortel, passed away in 1977 at the age of 50. The conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony from 1952 to 1976, and also the Boston Symphony Orchestra from 1969 to 1971, William Steinberger, passed away in 1978 at the age of 78. Band leader, pianist, and arranger Ernie Freeman passed away in 1981 at the age of 58. Composer Carol Bronze passed away in 1983 at the age of 52. In 1990, two legends in their fields passed away, the first one being entertainer and also member of the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr., who passed away from cancer at the age of 64. The second one is the creator of the Muppets, who also sang the songs Being Green and Rubber Ducky. Mr. Jim Henson passed away from streptococcal toxic shock syndrome at the age of 53. El Rey del Corrido singer Chalino Sanchez was murdered under mysterious circumstances in Mexico in 1992 at the age of 31. Singer-songwriter Marv Johnson passed away from a stroke in 1993 at the age of 54. Entertainer Lola Flores passed away in 1995 at the age of 70. The conductor of the William Ferris Chorale from 1971 to 2000, composer William Ferris, passed away while conducting a rehearsal in 2000 at the age of 63. Guitarist Brian Pendleton of the Pretty Things passed away in 2001 at the age of 56. Composer Albert Delvaux passed away in 2007 at the age of 93. Musicologist Wilfred Mellers passed away in 2008 at the age of 94. Singer Ronnie James Dio of the groups Elf, Rainbow, Black Sabbath, Dio, and also Heaven and Hell passed away in 2010 at the age of 67. Jazz pianist and composer Hank Jones passed away in 2010 at the age of 91. Actor and country rock musician Doug Dillard of the groups The Dillard, Gene Clark, and also Dillard and Clark passed away in 2012 at the age of 75. And jazz pianist and orchestral director of the Steve Allen Westinghouse Show, Don Trenor, passed away in 2020 at the age of 93. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is May 17th, when in 2013, Daft Punk released their Grammy Award-winning album, Random Access Memories.